The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Something like that. Maybe. Yeah. We're working on it.
Let's see how that pans out. Anyway, it's Sunday once again. It's time for Sovereign Minds, November 10th, 2024. It's been a hell of a couple of the last 2 weeks. Boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of changes in the air. There's things going on.
There's a lot of stuff coming out. Anyway, before we go any further, I want to say happy birthday to Frankie out there.
Happy birthday, Frankie.
There we go.
Happy birthday,
Let's
Frankie.
Have a party.
Frankie. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting and all the above. And she's back from assignment. She looks good, so.
I probably gained 10 pounds, but it's good to be back. I'll tell you what. It was much needed assignment, and, so there you go.
Perfect.
Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Sometimes you just gotta go.
And I had to go. Go, go, go.
There you go.
Go, go, gadget.
Dave is not gonna be here today. What's going on with Dave?
He's not feeling well.
Well, there you have it. I guess we should talk about our sponsors, Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agents. We've been kind of busy lately, so I've been neglecting it a little bit, but I believe I'm going to see Julie this week, so I'm thinking I better promote her business.
Well, I can't do Crackmaster or anything right now because I got computer problems.
Jeff Wurst down there, Crackmasters, but let's go with Julie Foster, 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, California. And her phone number down there is 530-527-5534. She is the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575. He's licensed and bonded. Bonded. And Crackmasters, Jeff Wurst. Get on the internet. Type in Crackmasters. Jeff Wurst, he's a great guy. Been a supporter of what we're doing here for quite some time. And
he's the best in the North State.
He knows what he's doing when it comes to the cracks on your windshield.
And what's nice, too, is if I've gone to him and he said, you know what, that's really probably not worth spending the money to have fixed after, 10 cracks or whatever now.
Nice to see some honesty.
Yeah.
It's just like listening to the last program. What is the big problem with making the elections fair, and making sure they're transparent? If they got to have their machines, then why don't we do both? Why don't we have machines in the hand counts to make sure that we're getting a true picture? I don't know what the problem with these people are. Well, you won the election. So who cares? It's not about winning the election. It's about making sure the elections are what the people voted for.
You mean the truth of it?
I want an honest, fair election. It's not rocket science.
Well, and how did this overspray and all this happen? Oh, isn't that amazing?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I mean,
can we send Count Dracula into the Bat Cave?
Count Jacula?
Count Dracula.
He said Dracula.
I thought I was...
You remember Sesame Street where they learned to count?
I know who the count is. There you go. Maybe.
Maybe a better job than what we got going now. I mean...
I tell you what, it's Crazyville.
But it's like that everywhere. You know, it's amazing because I was in Arizona, and it's not like the problems are just limited to Shasta County, let me tell you.
No. So we'll see what happens in Arizona. There's still, I think we've got the presidency, the House of Representatives, as well as the Senate, it looks like. We haven't got a final on that from what I can see, but it looks like it's trending towards the Republicans, so we should have control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, which is... Yeah, you know, I was listening to these idiots the other day. That's the definition of fascism. You know, why don't you go look up the definition of fascism, you idiots? Because it's not whether it's fascism is when you have a dictator. Why do you think there's three branches of government? It's so that they get separated. That's, you know, it's not
checks and balances.
Exactly. And it's the will of the people that put them in the place. That's why we want free and fair elections. We don't want necessarily one party controlling everything. And a two-party system is not about democracy or fascism. I don't even care about the two-party system. I care about a free and fair elections and getting the people that are not DEI hires in there that actually can do the job and respect our founding documents. We didn't get here by accident. We got here because we had sound money. We had free elections. We had free people. We had a constitution that supported freedom. Trump's a dictator. Why? Because he wants to have free speech. He wants to have no censorship. He wants you to keep your guns. He doesn't want to be in foreign war. Yeah, let me know when we get to the dictator.
Constitution? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like the opposite of fascism.
Well, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Whereas, let's see, the other team was like censoring us. Anybody who spoke out against their agenda, got smeared. There was tact. I mean, it's, you know, they're absolutely pointing the finger at the people that were not doing what they were doing.
And election integrity should be a nonpartisan issue.
You think? Yeah.
You guys don't get it. You're not getting it. No.
Right? Clinton said it was, it's been stolen. It can be stolen.
Oh, yeah.
You guys aren't understanding the way this works.
These guys need to have, I don't think they ever had a constitutional class. Yeah, it was required when I was in school. You had to take a constitution test to get out of seventh grade, I think it was.
Sixth, yeah. I was sixth for me, but
I
moved on.
I was at BIS, so I know I was at seventh or eighth.
Yeah.
But, these guys need to go back and actually quit listening to mainstream media tell them what fascism is, what a dictatorship is. It's the democracy we're going to lose democracy. They don't even know what democracy is. They don't even know what fascism is.
No. And have you seen some of their meltdowns? It just cracks me up. It's like, wow. And you guys have been walking and breathing out there in society.
It goes back to that tactic of accuse the other side of what we're doing.
Right out of Marx's playbook. Yep. Yeah. And they don't seem to get the fundamentals of this. Who did the lockdowns? I got a letter here I want to read, but we'll get to that because I want to address this issue of these people that don't seem to get it. They don't seem to get why the American people voted the way they did. Oh, it's just about power and money. No, it's about freedom. This is not about Trump. This is about maintaining the freedom of the Constitution that is enshrined in these God-given rights. Not government overreach, not government control, it's not one side or the other. It's both sides should be free.
Exactly. It's going back to what we were founded upon.
Now you could be
go back to the Constitution.
The reason that I believe in free speech is that I believe you got to have both sides of the argument. I never wanted to shut down my opposition. I want them to mouth off because then they tell you who they really are.
Yeah, but then that goes against the Constitution. When it says free speech, it's for free speech for everybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and all of the Constitution, it's for everybody. It's not limited, except limited government.
Oh, well, you just said something I didn't like, so that's disinformation. We're going to cut her mic.
Yeah. You're going to get rid of my free speech.
See, that's their idea of free speech. You said something I don't agree with, so cut your mic. They've done this to me, okay? On that, and we'll just, you know, I'm going to play this Trump clip here, and it's a special report. And let's hear what he has to say, what he has to say, and then we'll talk about it. We ready to go in there? All right, here we go.
If we don't have free speech, then we just don't have a free country. It's as simple as that. If this most fundamental right is allowed to perish, then the rest of our rights and liberties will topple, just like dominoes, one by one. They'll go down. That's why today I'm announcing my plan to shatter the left-wing censorship regime and to reclaim the right to free speech for all Americans. And reclaim is a very important word in this case because they've taken it away. In recent weeks, bombshell reports have confirmed that a sinister group of deep state bureaucrats, Silicon Valley tyrants, left-wing activists, and depraved corporate news media have been conspiring to manipulate and silence the American people. They have collaborated to suppress vital information on everything from elections to public health. The censorship cartel must be dismantled and destroyed, and it must happen immediately. And here's my plan. First, within hours of my inauguration, I will sign an executive order banning any federal department or agency from colluding with any organization, business, or person to censor, limit, categorize, or impede the lawful speech of American citizens. I will then ban federal money from being used to label domestic speech as mis- or disinformation. And I will begin the process of identifying and firing every federal bureaucrat who has engaged in domestic censorship, directly or indirectly, whether they are the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Health, Human Services, the FBI, the DOJ, no matter who they are. Second, I will order the Department of Justice to investigate all parties involved in the new online censorship regime, which is absolutely destructive and terrible, and to aggressively prosecute any and all crimes identified. These include possible violations of federal civil rights law, campaign finance laws, federal election law, securities law, and antitrust laws, the Hatch Act, and a host of other potential criminal, civil, regulatory, and constitutional offenses. To assist in these efforts, I am urging House Republicans to immediately send preservation letters, and we have to do this right now, to the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, and every Silicon Valley tech giant, ordering them not to destroy evidence of censorship. Third, upon my inauguration as president, I will ask Congress to send a bill to my desk, revising Section 230, to get big online platforms out of censorship business. From now on, digital platforms should only qualify for immunity protection under Section 230 if they meet high standards of neutrality, transparency, fairness, and non-discrimination. We should require these platforms to increase their efforts to take down unlawful content such as child exploitation and promoting terrorism while dramatically curtailing their power to arbitrarily restrict lawful speech. Fourth, we need to break up the entire toxic censorship industry that has arisen under the false guise of tackling so-called mis- and disinformation. The federal government should immediately stop funding all nonprofits and academic programs that support this authoritarian project. If any U.S. university is discovered to have engaged in censorship activities or election interferences in the past, such as flagging social media content for removal of blacklisting, those universities should lose federal research dollars and federal student loan support for a period of 5 years and maybe more. We should also enact new laws laying out clear criminal penalties for federal bureaucrats who partner with private entities to do an end run around the Constitution and deprive Americans of their First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights. In other words, deprive them of their vote. And once you lose those elections, and once you lose your borders like we have, you no longer have a country. Furthermore, to confront the problems of major platforms being infiltrated by legions of former deep staters and intelligence officials, there should be a 7-year calling off period before any employee of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DNI, DHS, or DOD is allowed to take a job at a company possessing vast quantities of U.S. user data. Fifth, the time has finally come for Congress to pass a digital bill of rights. This should include a right to digital due process. In other words, government officials should need a court order to take down online content, not send information requests such as the FBI was sending to Twitter. Furthermore, when users of big online platforms have their content or accounts removed, throttled, shadow banned, or otherwise restricted, no matter what name they use, they should have the right to be informed that it's happening, the right to a specific explanation of the reason why, and the right to a timely appeal. In addition, all users over the age of 18 should have the right to opt out of content moderation and curation entirely and receive an unmanipulated stream of information if they so choose. The fight for free speech is a matter of victory or death for America and for the survival of Western civilization itself. When I am president, this whole rotten system of censorship and information control will be ripped out of the system at large. There won't be anything left. By restoring free speech, we'll begin to reclaim our democracy and save our nation. Thank you, and God bless.
Yeah, I guess that's...
That's all terrible stuff there. Yeah, I mean...
Making sure that you can't be censoring people.
Back your free speech and your free education with no foreign influences.
Well, it's like me. Okay, so I'm on that neighborhood thing or whatever it is, Neighbors. I don't even remember the name of it.
Next Door Neighbor.
Next Door.
Right.
Yeah, Next Door. So they go, you got free speech. I says, there's no free speech here. And, oh, yeah, you got a First Amendment right to say anything you want. I go, is Hunter's laptop real? Boom. Gone. Even though you could Google it right now. You could AI it. It's proven it was confirmed by the FBI. It was confirmed by the courts. You can go online. You can see it. But they didn't want that out there at that point because then that would show you how dishonest that the media was.
What with that Next Door thing? It doesn't matter where you are because when I was in Arizona, my sister-in-law, the same thing. She says, these guys are freaking nuts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. It's like, wow, even here. Yeah, it's like.
So you got to start going after these people because they've been getting away with it because the last administration would not do anything about it. They would not protect anybody's rights except the people they agreed with.
Or the people that were giving them money.
Well, I think there could have been a little bit of that there, too.
Yeah.
Now, we're also starting to see it's like Letitia James comes out and says, oh, yeah, we're going to go back after him. Well, his lawyer came out and basically said, we'll put your blank ass, I'm sorry, your fat
blank. Be careful.
Blank,
be careful where you go.
Fat blank in prison.
It's okay. I deleted it. So we got 7-second delay here.
Okay. So,
thank you.
So this was
back to KCNR.
So this is Mike Davis, Trump's attorney, saying that we will put your
fat blank.
Beep.
Yep.
In prison.
Beep.
If she uses the legal system against Trump to get rid of his rights. Because that whole thing was trumped up. The whole thing was
sham.
A sham. Nobody was ever prosecuted. So they said, oh, you guys are going to be a dictatorship. Like you, the guys that were prosecuting people with lawfare that tried to put people in jail,
Well, they did put people in jail.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's still people in jail.
And then they've been there for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, it was an insurrection. Why did they forget their guns if it was such an insurrection? And why was there three-letter agents out there letting them in the Capitol and promoting them. And why were they throwing percussion grenades into the peaceful crowd?
Yeah, who was doing that?
Who did all that?
Who was in charge of security?
Yeah.
Is there any accountability for that?
Why did they turn down the 10,000 troops that Trump requested, the National Guard, to make sure that it went okay? Why did they turn those down? That was Pelosi. Why did Pelosi get caught on tape saying, oh, right, they basically fell for it? That's what we wanted.
Well, you see more and more, if you're doing any kind of investigating or looking at something besides regular social media, you see that all the stuff that they're doing, it's all starting to come out. It's like, oh, my God. You can't believe the stuff.
They banned the president's tweets and Facebook at that time. They deleted his account. When he said, don't go down there and do that.
Yeah.
He said, stand down.
He said, march to the Capitol and peacefully protest.
They deleted those tweets.
And the
president of the United States, he was deleted.
Yeah. He also told everybody, go home peace and be peaceful.
Right. And we want to. We're going to talk about our local Marxist moron minions pretty soon too. I think we've got a guest
coming at the next hour.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that a little more. And so here's another interesting thing. Okay, this is from. Where did I get this from? Who is this from? This is about scrubbing the internet. You can read from the Brownstone Institute is where this comes from. And interesting on this thing, and it kicked me right out of there for whatever reason.
I'm still having tech problems over here. I'm working at it. I'm almost there.
I do have a caller while you're waiting.
Do you?
Yeah. Let's count the bets and find out.
Okay.
That's one. One bet. Oh, two.
It's three. Yes, four. We've got dueling counts. Yes.
All right.
Perfect. So they're already scrubbing the internet. Okay. Let's see. We've got not only is social media banning and shadow banning content, but Archive.org suffered a massive denial of services on a DDoS attack that has been stopped chronicling the life of the internet in real time. It's a now read-only service up to the date of the attack of October 8th, 2024. For the first time since the invention of a web browser itself, researchers have been robbed of the ability to compare past with future content. The standard approach to know what was said and when it got removed. In addition, Google no longer offers a cached version of links. Interestingly enough,
And the problem being Google is one.
So instances of censorship are growing. Oh, this is this coming from the people that you're misinformation. Oh, like the Hunter laptop was misinformation, like the Russian hoax was misinformation. And we could go on and on and on. I'm going to read you a list of this later on. These people have been circumventing our rights and calling us the bad guys. They are the criminals. They are the ones circumventing the Constitution. They are the ones headed towards a dictatorship, not us.
But you know what they forget? There's always a footprint, and a lot of that stuff we get to bring back up to them and show them.
Right.
They forget that little thing.
So now they're throwing fits. They go down and they just they're just like children. They don't understand the difference between a legitimate issue and just casting aspersions and throwing fits. They don't get it. I mean, I was looking at some of these comments online. Oh, it's fascism. They don't even know what fascism is. They don't even know what it is. Trump's a fascist and a homophobic and a racist. Can you point me out anything that indicates that? He's going to take over. There'll never be another election. It's kind of like the last one where he challenged the election, but by the way.
but it was okay when Hillary did it in 2016?
Right. And that
was different, right?
And now we've got proof when you look at the numbers, interestingly enough, is that it looks like there was an anomaly in the elections because looking at the graphs, all of a sudden 13 million more votes appeared in 2020 that haven't appeared before or after. Just a, who knew? Where'd they go? Where'd they come from? So
they were just out there, just swimming around.
Look at the numbers. So 13 million votes came out of nowhere. That's not suspicious, is it? That's not suspicious, is it?
Is there something going on over there that we should know about?
I don't know. Let's go to a break.
I guess we got to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
We're back. I'll tell you, that gives me goosebumps and almost tears up my eyes when I hear that. See, because we love America. We want to make it better. We want to improve America. We don't want to burn it down and turn it into a communist dictatorship. That's what they want. That's what they keep telling us.
I don't want more government.
I want less government. I want freedom. I want people to have rights. I want all people to have rights. When you say, LGBTQ, their rights are being circumvented because they won't let them have, drag queen story hour in kindergarten. Wait a minute. What happened to my rights? What happened to my rights to have you not teach my children that? What happened to my rights to not have to, you know, care about what you do? Go do it someplace else. Leave me alone. Leave my kids alone. If you want to do that, that's your business. I don't care.
Yeah, why do you have to shove it down my throat? Why do I have to accept your way?
Because
you
what you're saying is...
my way at all.
You're saying your rights always overshadow my rights. That's the
mine
problem.
Are more important
whether
than yours.
Whether it's free speech, whatever it is, you say what they're promoting is getting rid of my rights in favor of their rights. That's the problem. And but, they just don't seem to get it because they're the ones that are the dictators. They're the fascists. They're the Marxists. They're the ones that are trying to circumvent everybody's ideals and rights and all of it.
Yeah, but they don't realize that in the end, at that rate, we all lose. They lose right along with us.
Well, stupid is as stupid does. I mean,
you can't fix stupid. I know, but
they don't look down the road. They don't look down the road.
They don't think it's going to happen to them. I hate to tell you, it will.
As long as they're on the right side of everything, which is that you shut up and do what you're told, it's all good.
The government's not your friend. Anyway, we have Andrew from Bernie on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, gang. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How many Americans were murdered by the vaccine? That could account for some Democrats.
There's no way to know that because more is coming out that, the effects.
In the second half, I'm going to read a letter here, and I'm going to lay out not every bit of that, but a lot of what we're talking about here, okay, about what they have done when they had power in the last 4 years. What they have done, what they've shoved down the throats, they've lied, they've censored, they've forced mandates on everybody. It goes on and on and on. These people are the Hitlers that they're telling everybody else that they are.
Right. You know, I don't care how much it costs to have a clean election, because without a clean election, it costs us more. That's my belief.
Oh, yeah, it costs our freedoms.
And you can never address and if you don't have a clean election, you can never address the real problem because it doesn't matter how much if you got a free election and one side of the argument wins, they either might be right or there's no other side of the argument to go against it. See, in a free election, if an argument that you disagree with wins, you can go out and you can make a better argument so maybe you win the next time, but at least you're addressing the issue and the problem. This way, you never get to address the problem. They just fix it to get the policies that they want in.
Well, you're singing to the choir here. Now, I've got to address Tom Toler, the new RV. Was he compromised?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
We're dealing with evil. Make no mistake. It is evil.
Yes.
And that just crosses my mind. Anyway, thank you. I'm glad you're back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
you have to ask those kind of questions about the ROV and other people.
When people walk by you on the other side and the Board of Supervisors and they say, under their breath to you, "Hail Satan," I'm suspecting that they're either got a screw loose, they're evil, or they're just trying to give you some kind of shock value that makes them an idiot anyway.
How about all of the above?
Yeah, that could be it.
I'm just saying, is that one of my options? Can I choose all of the above?
So you're either secretly worshiping Satan, which kind of has a problem in itself. Oh, yeah, all religions are free. But, you know, when you're, like, promoting, it's like Islam, you know. It's a peaceful religion. But if you're promoting a part of that religion that throws gay people off a roof in Beirut, that's kind of a problem.
Yeah, but they don't want to go there. They don't want to go to Beirut.
What I'm saying is that it's not all equal.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's not all equal. When you start, it's the golden rule. Let's take this down to basic so that that the children can understand. It's called do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In other words, I can't do anything to you to take your rights away, and you can't do anything to me to take my rights away. It's really that simple. Break it down. Okay, I mean, put your listening caps on and understand that when you start circumventing other people's rights, that's probably going too far.
Yeah, think?
If you want to do it yourself. If you want to, if you want to take a shot on an untried, no research, no clinical trials, and you want to be the experimental guinea pig,
go for it.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't have no problem.
I'm going to sit back and film it to see how you react.
If you want to go to the island, I don't have a problem. Just don't take me or my children with you, okay? You, if you want to go there, fine, go!
That's really what's going on, is there's a bunch of stuff that's going to be revealed here, and that's why they're freaking out.
Yeah.
That's why they're freaking out.
Four beautiful buttes. I mean, four beautiful bets.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of it. Like I say, you know, there's a footprint with all this different stuff I've been getting, you know, from before. They told us what they were going to do, and they thought they got rid of a lot of the evidence. Guess what? It's all surfacing. He didn't get rid of it. Well, hello, there's too many of us out there bringing it back up.
These people are crazy. Yeah, that's really the bottom line here. So, you know, and what it is it's just like watching the media after all of this has happened. Am I glad Trump won? Sure. Did I think he had to out-cheat the cheaters? I don't know if that's the way you want to look at it. I don't think they cheated as much as what they did was they changed the operation and adapted to overwhelm the cheating by everybody sending in their ballots early.
I think that was part of it. And a lot of people woke up and saw, no matter what side of the aisle they were on, they're going, hey, you know, the last 3.5-4 years hasn't been so grand. Maybe I better investigate something else here.
I'm going to play this clip from JP here. I got to stop it and move the needle a little bit to avoid some colorful language. But the rest of it's pretty good. So here we go. And let's see what JP has to say. And I think he hits a ton of points here that actually are salient. Okay, here we go.
Welcome back to the We Lie to You News Desk for another special election update, where we've been working hard to bring you coverage all day. The latest breaking news in the week of Trump's triumphant victory, Kamala has given her concession speech. And we'll be taking a look at how there's a rather funny 20 million Democrat vote discrepancy compared to 2020. And RFK Jr. on Trump's team already has three-letter agencies shitting themselves.
That was what I was trying to catch. Did we get it?
I think he got it.
All right, we got it. Okay, after
got it.
Okay, after that, it's good.
Somebody was pooing themselves. Yeah,
the three-letter agency.
Yeah. Needed some diapers.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go.
Themselves. But starting with Kamala giving her concession speech after election night, where she abandoned the blue-haired women and the estrogenic men who don't know their own genders that were waiting for her to address them, Kamala came out the next day. And stealing the show, taking the stage before Kamala, was a much more beloved squirrel. If you believe in witchcraft, then you believe the spirit of Peanut the Squirrel incarnated to remind Democrats that the squirrel community will not bend to their tyranny any longer. And here are some...
So I have to stop it there. We need to comment as we go. So if you haven't heard about the Peanut squirrel. The Squirrel and the raccoon thing, guy's got a pet squirrel in, I think it's
New York,
I believe. And somebody complained, so they basically raided the guy's house, confiscated his squirrel and his raccoon, and euthanized them.
Yep.
And that's not over the top, right? Hey, go online. Scroogle Peanut the Squirrel. This thing was trained. It was like a
Yeah, but he originally got him because he saved them because they were hurt, and he took them in.
And all you hear is, we got the animal and the pet of the week, and we get all of these, animal things that are, I love animals too, but they're not as important as some of the things that should have been on there. But this didn't make the mainstream news because, why? Because it was overreached by government in New York.
Yeah, they just came in and grabbed the animals, basically, and got rid of them.
See, that's called censorship. Oh, that would have been disinformation, right?
That reminds me of the $300,000 goat.
that's going news.
Right.
Yeah, but that was a little bit different. They didn't come in and just whack the goat.
No, but that was a 4-H project.
Yeah,
somebody bought the goat, which is part of the deal, and then somebody's suing somebody for $300,000.
Yeah, because they wanted the goat back.
How much is he going to get for the squirrel now?
Yeah, good question.
How much are squirrels going for right now with this inflation? $300,000 goats.
If you're conservative, it doesn't matter if they break into your house and euthanize your squirrel. But if you are having an animal produced and raised through the 4-H program, which is kind of sort of conservative America, and you know talks about how to make our food production improve, and so and you should have known that kind of going in that that's what happens when you sell it at the fair. That's what you're raising them for. It's actually part of the program, the learning process.
Yeah, with 4-H. Yeah.
Now you're going to sue everybody in sight because they killed the goat. You see?
Oh.
Oh.
See how that works? See how that works? Okay, so Peanut, let's go on. Here we go.
Some of the highlights of the main speaker, also with a squirrel intellect.
Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition.
It was a very kind and equitable offer she made to help Trump and his team transition their genders. No word yet, but it's expected that Trump will not be taking her up on her offer in an effort to retain his testicles. Let's hear more from Kamala.
I will never give up the fight for a future where Americans can pursue their dreams, ambitions, and aspirations. Where the women of America have the freedom to make decisions about their own body.
Yeah.
We don't have that now?
It's like, but there was never a thing where they said that the man, the government should take over a man's body, right? Except when it comes to a virus and shots. Then it's okay. Yeah, never mind.
And not have their government telling them what to do.
Except for the vaccines.
Who spent 4 years attempting to mandate that women and men be forced to take a shot that they don't want to take, you know she means it. But she also had this to say.
H.U.
Shout out Ben Shapiro, I guess. And she closed with a bang.
I thank you all. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America. I thank you all.
Be weird to think if he already blessed America with the results of the election. So long, Kamala. This just in. Trump has won the state of Michigan, which means he won by an even bigger margin.
Oh, and by the way, as an update to that, he also won Nevada and Arizona at this point. So his total comes in at like 219 or 319 or 312. I don't remember which number. And it looks like we took the House and the Senate as well at this point.
We got the Senate. I'm not sure about the House.
We must start totally winning and winning and winning again.
I'm not sure where that came from.
Because he's winning.
Oh,
was that you?
Yeah.
I was like,
my computer's not working right, so I didn't think it's mine.
I can't make up for Dave.
It's a voice from the sky. He is God.
Okay.
Never mind. No. He's not God. He's just
start totally winning.
There he is again.
He just keeps coming back.
It reminds me of that movie with Val Kilmer back in the day. Genius. It was something genius where they put a device in the guy's jaw when he was asleep so that they could talk to him through a microphone, and they'd go, "This is God." It's like, "I'm sorry, God."
I'll never do it again.
Oh, it was real genius. It's a pretty funny movie. Go watch it. All right, so here we go. Let's move on.
But also, this just in, Kamala won every state that doesn't require voter ID. That's a coincidence. In other election news, questions are being raised about Democrat voter turnout. In 2020, Biden received 81 million Democrat votes. This election, Kamala received 60 million. And in 2016, Hillary received roughly that same amount. So the question is, for the 2020 election, where did those extra 20 million Democratic voters come from? And where did they go? They didn't all go to Trump. He's projected to come in at roughly 74 million votes in this election, the same amount he got in 2020. We do know that in this election, Trump's team had 230,000 poll observers and 500 attorneys in every battleground state. We still can't connect the dots on this 20 million Democratic voter discrepancy in this election. So it'll have to remain an unsolved mystery, just like who killed Kennedy. This just in! Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is already making three-letter agencies a little nervous, as he'll be an integral part of Trump's team. Take a look at what Kennedy had to say to our corresponding reporter, who looks like a 14-year-old boy from the side, about the FDA.
You say clearing out the corruption in your terms. Would that mean clearing out the top-level federal service workers that are currently at the FDA and the CDC?
In some categories, I would say.
What does that look like? Yeah.
In some categories of workers, there are entire departments, like the nutrition departments at FDA, that have to go.
And Kennedy's tyranny is just getting started, folks. He's looking to oppress the fine people at corporately captured government agencies because he wants to protect the public. Maybe the CIA should just... This just in! Liberals everywhere are melting down over Trump's victory. Take a look.
I chose family. I chose women. I chose America. I love you.
That's it for the latest 2024 election update. Stay tuned because we'll be keeping you up to date on all the latest. And of course, we're all hoping the Diddy tapes have been destroyed by this point because Kamala didn't get elected last night.
See, that's the problem. All the deep staters, they didn't want him to get elected because the guys that are in charge and have been running the show. Who's been running the show? The president's out to lunch, said Kamala's been campaigning. Who's running the show? Anybody running the show? No. Interesting. All right. I want to get through another one here because before the top of the hour. And this is from Buddy Brown, and I think this has got some good stuff in it, too. And here we go.
Top of the morning, y'all. I wasn't planning on going for a run this morning, but that game warden came out of nowhere. He's like, why are you carrying a rifle? Because I'm scouting, Mr. Sir. What if a pack of coyotes or wolves circle up on me out of nowhere? You know what I'm saying? Aren't y'all glad that we don't have to hear that nasally voice of Kamala every single hour on the news anymore? That was starting to feel like running into your ex-girlfriend in the grocery store. Just day after day, it's like, how are we on the same aisle at the same time? You know what I'm saying? Y'all, I know you're just as excited about the future as I am. One of those things I'm doing is trying to invest in silver and gold because it's high right now. And guess what? It's probably going to go a whole lot higher. We ain't seen nothing compared to about 4 years from now. Y'all seen exactly what they've been doing with the economy and with the dollar. And look, what goes up has to come down. And I feel like we're going to be successful, but I do feel like the value of the dollar to what they've done, it's going to take a while to recoup that, to fix that kind of inflation. So, go to protectwithbuddy.com, look into some gold and silver. Qualified purchases are getting up to $5,000 in free silver. I will put the link below. Check these guys out. So starting right now, we've got about 20 to 30, I don't know, 40 million people, who the heck knows, who have moved into our house in the last 4 years. They ain't paid a single month of rent yet. They ain't cleaned up nothing, and they got to go. Meet Tom Homan. Homan, I don't know, he's about to send you home. And he was Trump's ICE director back in 2016, 2020, and he very may well be again. But this time, he's going to be on steroids. Old Tom's getting turned loose. I want y'all to watch this video of what he just said.
I got a message. As a guy who spent 34 years deporting illegal aliens, I got a message. To the millions of illegal aliens that Joe Biden's released in our country in violation of federal law, you better start packing now. You're damn right. Because you're going home. I got another message. Another message to the criminal cartels in Mexico. You smuggled enough fentanyl across this country to kill 148,000 young Americans. You have killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in the world combined. And that's when President Trump gets back in office. He's going to designate you a terrorist organization, and he's going to wipe you off the face of the earth. You're done. You're done.
Don't you just love having this guy on our side? Tom Holman reminds me of like a New York Yankees fan who's been sitting in line to get a hot dog for about an hour, and all of a sudden somebody bumps into Tom, and he spills his hot dog all over the floor. You know how it's going to react? There's going to be some playground justice going on. Ain't nobody talking about it. Everybody's quiet in social studies, but little Tommy knows what's about to happen to him at the playground. Now, I want to say, I love the talk. I love the spirit. But at some point, somebody has got to deliver. And you might want to look into abolishing the CIA as well, because, look, they're the ones responsible. And I don't mean to go all Jesse Ventura on you, but I believe the cartel, the biggest customers is the CIA. That's just a personal belief. Hit like if you believe that as well. I'd like to see you down there. Now, y'all remember something. Anybody that whines about deportation being racist and all that kind of stuff, go look into Obama's numbers. He deported 3.2 million people in just his first term alone. Y'all think they're scared? Does a 50-pound bag of dough make a big biscuit? With control of the House, the Senate, the presidency, the Supreme Court, they're saying Trump is set up to be one of the most powerful U.S. presidents in U.S. history. The water ain't going to clear up until we get the pigs out of the creek. Come on in, boys. The water is fine.
There you have it. And a lot of wisdom there. Yeah, we want things done. We don't want talk anymore. We want it to happen. We want laws enforced. We want people held accountable. We're done with all this crap. We're done with the lawfare. We're done with the name calling. We're done with all the, oh, you're a racist because you don't look. No, wait a minute. I'm for immigration. I'm for legal immigration for people who want to contribute to this country, not come in and suck off the proverbial, I don't know if I can say teat.
Yeah.
I guess so. And, you know, well, we want to drain us. You know, they want to drain us. They want to burn us down. They want to bankrupt us.
I'm tired of the government telling me or other people telling me what I can and can't do and allowing where I can't live or do things that, you know, I have to abide by the government, only the government. Really? I don't think so. That's not the way this is supposed to work.
Well,
you know.
There you have it.
And go back to, you know, our communities and people.
Well, it's
go back
starting,
to the people.
Starting to happen. You know, California's actually starting to turn red. Did you see the map?
Yeah, but you just see what Newsom's trying to do. He's trying to stop it all right away. As soon as the election was, you know, the next day.
Gee, that's not being a dictator.
Yeah.
Is that what you get when you cross a potato and a, oh, never mind.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm tired of all that, you know, power. Take the power back and give it to the people. Give it back to us.
Well, that's the problem. And does that mean, you know, freedom? We don't want freedom. We want liberty, which is freedom with responsibility. We want people who have a set of morality, who care about other people's rights, who care about their community, who want to follow some kind of a moral code that makes everybody more free and a civil society. That's not what the left wants. What they want us to do is pretend what they just did never happened.
They want us to do a lot of things, but yeah, that's one thing. That's sure, you know.
I have a hand signal for him. Oh. I wonder, can you see that? If not, I'll try and turn it up. But
I got two of them.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
So we got about a minute to go. I think we should go ahead and go out on the music.
All right.
Let's hear this.
And we will see you in about 5 minutes.
My daddy was a soldier in a foreign war. But he doesn't like to talk about it anymore. He kept a picture of my mama right by his heart. He gave it one last look before the fighting would start. He said, all I ask is that you don't forget. 'Cause the war's not over when the fighting ends. There's a part of me that will always be just a boy in a hole with an M16. Airborne Ranger Infantry. I left my best friend lying in a pool of blood while I crawled away through the brushy mud. If I could choose to go back again, I'd die lying there next to him. Still see his face when I close my eyes.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President-elect Trump's new White House chief of staff has deep ties to the GOP.
Susie Wiles may not be a household name, but she's been involved in GOP politics for years. Before leading Trump's 2024 presidential campaign, she ran the Florida operations for Trump in 2016 and 2020, as well as Governor Ron DeSantis' successful bid for office in 2018. Over the years, Wiles also worked for Republicans Rick Scott, John Huntsman, Dan Quayle, and Jack Kemp. In the 1980s, she worked as a scheduler in the Reagan administration. In January, she'll return to D.C. as the powerful White House Chief of Staff. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Still sifting the election votes, according to AP Votecast, black and Latino voters moved toward President Trump in this year's election. Some of the biggest shifts were amongst men under the age of 45, and it hurt the Democrats, Kamala Harris in particular, badly. A majority of strokes can apparently be prevented.
According to the CDC, stroke was the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. last year. While more than 500,000 Americans have strokes every year, up to 80% of them may be preventable. The best way to reduce your risk for stroke is also the best way to reduce your risk for many health problems. Eating a healthy diet, exercising, and not smoking. Well, it sounds hard to do. Limit highly processed foods and drinks with a lot of added sugar. I'm Shelley Adler.
While prices for most goods have been dropping a bit this year, inflation for a wide range of services remains high. That's straining consumers who want to eat out, get their cars worked on, pay for various kinds of insurance. Prices for services rose 3.7% in September from 1 year ago, according to the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS, you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-260. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-262-7044 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-262-7044 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-262-7044.
Rival political groups of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina have thwarted a plan by her Awami League Party to hold a rally in the nation's capital. The party is attempting to make a comeback in politics after she was ousted in August in a mass uprising. The rally was planned for this morning, but Hasina's opponents took to the streets and threatened and attacked her supporters. Groups of people surrounded the Awami League Party's headquarters near the Noor Hossein Square in Dhaka, where Hasina's supporters were supposed to be gathering for the rally. A soldier for Yemen's exiled government has opened fire on Saudi troops as they exercised in eastern Yemen, killing two of them and wounding another in a rare insider attack. This during the kingdom's nearly decade-long war. That's according to officials who spoke yesterday. The assault in eastern Hadramaut province comes after a year-long ceasefire between Saudi Arabia and Yemen's Houthi rebels appears to be holding. News and analysis at townhall.com. So who gets to keep the engagement ring if a wedding is called off?
That's what the highest court in Massachusetts was asked to decide with a $70,000 ring at the center of the dispute. The court ultimately ruled Friday that an engagement ring must be returned to the person who purchased it, ending a six-decade state rule that required judges to try to identify who was to blame for the end of the relationship. The justices said they opted to join the modern trend adopted by most jurisdictions and retire the concept of fault in this context. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 10th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including lyricist Tim Rice, who's 80 years old. Author Neil Gaiman turns 64 today. Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce has 52 candles on his birthday cake. Golfer John Rahm is 30. And actor and comedian Tracy Morgan, 56. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Your Truth Radio, and I wanted to let everybody know the chat room is up and running. They've made it a little more difficult to get in. You have to use their password, cut and paste it, so you can keep track of it. I think that's to eliminate all of the trolling psychos that have been the filthy psychos.
You can create your own password there.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't working.
Yeah,
for me.
It wasn't working earlier.
I wouldn't do it. So I'm just letting everybody know it is up and running. Dave should
kinda
be back. Well, we're in there. We are in there, us, and that's pretty much it. But so it is operational, but it is a little bit of a chore to get in. And we also will expect Dave to be back, and we've been doing the live stream on Sovereign Minds through the Rumble and over at Fire's Embrace and so forth. So so that's all working. But I almost forgot to do the town hall until I was reminded.
Nope. Town hall time.
There we go. So let's do the town hall, and then I'm going to come back with a letter from General Flynn. I think it's very enlightening and says exactly how I feel pretty much. Maybe not 100%, but pretty close. Here we go. Town hall.
Good day. Welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, and I'm here with the latest local updates. The recent Shasta Lake City Council election results seem to indicate that voters are ready for a change from the current leadership, which has been embroiled in controversy and accusations of resisting public oversight. As of Thursday afternoon, Daniel Ringwalski leads the race with 23.64% of the vote, followed by Greg Watkins with 21.95%. Tony Coates currently holds the third position with 16.48% of the vote. The incumbent candidates Janice D. Powell and Tina Eisenbaugh trail behind with 15.21% and 10.37% of the vote, respectively. The strong showing by Ringwalski, Watkins, and Coates suggests that the public is seeking new leadership and a departure from the pattern of public trust issues that have emerged under the current administration. These issues include concerns about Mayor Janice Powell's dual authority as both mayor and Chamber of Commerce executive director, the chamber's resistance to disclosing public records, and the council's approval of additional chamber funding that could support ongoing litigation against public records access.
Adding to the growing concerns about Powell's leadership, a recent probate court proceeding found her guilty of elder abuse and embezzlement. Despite the city attorney's advice to wait until after the election, Powell, along with Councilwoman Eisenbaugh and Morgan, brought forward a vote to censure fellow candidate Councilman Watkins after ballots had been distributed, raising questions about potential election interference. Further compounding the controversy surrounding Powell, the town hall brief has discovered that a complaint was filed with the Fair Political Practices Commission, FPPC, against her in October, underscoring the erosion of public trust in the current administration. With Watkins, Ringwalski, and Coates poised to win seats on the council, the composition of the Shasta Lake City Council is likely to shift towards a more conservative and common-sense approach. To continue our reporting on the Children's Legacy Center scandal, new information has come to light revealing financial mismanagement and double-dipping by its CEO, Kimberly Johnson. The Reading-based charity, which received $11.1 million in public funds to help abused and sexually exploited children, is now facing serious allegations. IRS Form 990 filings show that Johnson, in addition to her $191,270 salary from Children's Legacy Center in 2022, is also receiving $51,000 as interim CEO of One Safe Place Shasta. This double dipping has allowed Johnson to earn a minimum of $1,039,296 since 2018. The charity's future is further jeopardized by the loss of its liability insurance coverage, which could prevent it from billing for services or receiving grants from government entities that make up over 80% of its revenue. This development cast doubt on the promised merger with One Safe Place Shasta and the continuation of essential services. Despite CEO Kimberly Johnson's public statements about the success of fundraising events and the charity's commitment to serving the community, it appears that board members, including the Honorable District Attorney Stephanie A. Bridget and Sheriff Michael L. Johnson, were not fully informed of the financial and operational issues plaguing the organization. As the Children's Legacy Center grapples with the fallout from these revelations and the abrupt termination of its contract with the California Department of Social Services, the community is left questioning the charity's ability to effectively serve the vulnerable children in its care. To read the entire series on the Children's Legacy Center scandal, visit Mountaintop Times Substack at mountaintoptimes.substack.com. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Join the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X.
Yeah, we're going to get into that a little more, but I want to read this letter first because this is interesting stuff. And it goes to what we've been talking about. This is from General Flynn. He penned a letter to the radical left. The American people are tired of your crap, as he used another word. The Obama deep state, along with dirty rhinos and corrupt D.C. judges, attempted to destroy General Michael Flynn for his support of President Donald Trump, and also many others. It's funny how the deep state went after all of the people surrounding Trump, his children. You got Flynn, you got Bannon. It just goes on and on. Now, that's not lawfare, is it? That's not targeting your enemies. That's not like fascism, is it? I don't know.
No.
No, that's because you agree with their policies. It's okay. They gave it a good try, but couldn't finish the job. Today, General Flynn is still standing and more committed than ever to saving his country from the threats of this radical communist left. On Sunday, General Flynn published a letter to Democrats. Flynn explains why Americans are now aware of the threat on our nation. The truth is, Democrats. If you're wondering why America voted for Trump, allow me to explain. The truth is the American people are sick of your, I'll let you fill in the blank.
Bowl.
Yeah. You've ruined our nation and our culture. You've openly mocked, belittled, and discriminated us against us. Then you call us racist, misogynist, Nazis when we start noticing. You've defiled and corrupted all of our great institutions to include the media, social media, tech, academia, intelligence, health, pharma, Hollywood, entertainment, sports, everything. You've weaponized every aspect of American life and used it to push your insane far left down our throats. You told Trump he was a Russian asset, that he was going to start World War III and could be worse than Hitler. Then you used that as an excuse to justify the hatreds towards Trump supporters and to riot in the streets. You used it as an excuse to obstruct and ruin Trump's entire first term, and it turned out it was all a lie. Then during COVID, you demanded that we all be forced to take medical experimentation without testing. You wanted dissenters locked in prison. You wanted children taken from their anti-vax parents. You wanted the anti-vax camps. You were rooting for our deaths. Then it turned out you were wrong about everything from the man-made origin to the masks to the vaccines to the social distancing to the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine to natural immunity and everything in between. Then during Ukraine, you told us that Ukraine was a bastion of democracy and that they were desperately needing all of our tax dollars. Then it turned out that Ukraine was one of the most corrupt nations in the world and literally Nazi military forces. It was actually just a money laundering operation to steal from the American taxpayer. You want to defend Ukraine's borders more than our own. You sent hundreds of billions of dollars on the other side of the planet while Americans are suffering, all based on lies. And then there's the whole Epstein Diddy human trafficking element. You all told us vehemently that human trafficking was a myth. You told us that the border was secure. You told us that anyone who questioned it was an irredeemable and deplorable conspiracy theorist and a piece of garbage. You said that anyone who watched The Sound of Freedom was a QAnon extremist and threat to democracy. And then it turned out to be true that the elites really are engaged in unspeakable crimes against children. After you all told us for decades that that was not true, you covered up the most heinous crime imaginable for political gain. I could do this for days, but I think you get the point. The American people are awake to the scam and the true evil going on around us. We are not going to stand for it anymore. So we hired Donald J. Trump and his team of patriots to rectify the situation and bring America back to her greatness. This is the reality of the situation. You are the bad guys, and you have been deceived. And the sooner you wake up to it, the sooner you can join us in repairing this nation. Or you can choose to deny reality and spend the rest of your lives consumed by hate based on lies. The choice is yours. Signed, a true American patriot.
Wow.
So, that was a real Donald Trump. He said, thank you for your courage in standing in the fire for America and all of humanity. God bless America. So, I think that says a lot, that letter. I was kind of struggling to figure out how I wanted to talk about this in light of the recent meetings at the Board of Supervisors, which I haven't been able to attend, but I've been kind of keeping my finger on the pulse through social media and other ways about what happened, the sit-ins, the arrest, the mea culpas, trying to, let's lock arms and sing kumbaya now that, I'm pretty sure I'm not there yet. And, it's to forgive is divine. I'm not very divine. And I don't forget very easily. So, there's going to be some, issues going forward. So with that said, we have our first guest, our only guest,
the guest, our guest the studio, for the day.
Our guest for the day.
No, we can't hear you at all.
The green mic is turned.
Oh,
there we are.
No, there you are.
Thank you.
You just are there now.
It's getting dark in there. Dark MAGA.
He's just practicing to cut my mic when you give him the command.
We've got Richard Gallardo with us today.
Are you planning on doing something that we have to worry about cutting your mic?
Don't. No, I think I have a history. You know, I'm fairly temperate and I behave on the radio.
It's off
the radio.
I qualified that. I said on the radio.
Yeah, it's out on the street, Correct. You have an affinity for pepper spray.
Hot sauce. Hey, so thank you for bringing me in. A couple of
you
things
bet.
We're going to talk about today. We're only briefly going to talk about some election issues. I don't want to be really redundant over Patrick Jones's appearance last hour or at the 9 o'clock on Jefferson State of Mind. And then what we're going to do, we're really going to focus the last half hour. I think we're going to start talking about maybe recalling Stephanie Bridget. Yep, you heard me right, folks. And by the way, there should be people listening live today. We kind of gave a heads up to folks. So if anybody right now, if you know somebody that has been slighted by the DA, a prosecution not happening or a false prosecution, Anything that would justify a recall of Stephanie Bridget, start calling your friends, family, the neighbors, the victims, the families of the suspects, believe it or not, start calling them now and tell them to get ready to call in, 530-605-4567. We will have time to take a couple of calls, and I am actually expecting at least one call of a horror story. But what we're doing, this is going to be kind of exploratory on recalling Stephanie Bridget. I have some statistics, which everybody's going to be, it's going to be very happy. People are going to really
like. There's
some
interesting
things. People are going to love to hear what I have to say with regards to why we can recall Stephanie Bridget, I believe, quite easily. So that's going to be the second half hour. So calling your friends and getting them ready to call in today. You do not have to give your name. You can be anonymous and be generic in your in your story. Be generic so that you cannot be pinpointed, but you can give generic locations, generic crimes, generic complaints, generic prosecute, not prosecute, et cetera, et cetera. But we're going to start collecting this information, and at the end of the hour, I'll give an email and a hotline number for people to continue to send in their stories and to justify that recall. But that's the second half hour.
Yeah, and that can include judges, just so people know.
Anybody elected, anybody sitting in an elected position. So the second half hour is going to be pretty interesting.
Do you want to talk about? We got about 15 minutes.
Yeah,
10
so,
minutes here.
So yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the current election and what's happening and
or what didn't happen.
Yeah, and Patrick Jones, he mentioned, these substitute scanning machines, they're actually erasing voters' marks in the digital image. And, Mr. Toller, he's not putting cameras above the tables.
I don't know why they don't want to compromise this unless there is cheating. Because, why not just make it so that you can verify everything? Why can't we have hand counts? I don't care if they have the machines, but if we back them up with hand counts. Why is it so important that it has to be a one-way street on this election?
Well, here's the interesting part, Mark. When the Democrats are in charge, they don't want to fix crooked elections. When we conservatives are in charge, we want to fix, even when we win, we still want to fix the election.
But he went on the whole thing that he was going to be transparent and he was going to do
correct.
All these things.
Correct. Well,
he promised a lot of stuff.
It's like the other day at the board. Oh, it's incredible. You guys won. What does it matter now? It's like they're so thick they don't even get the point.
Well, of course,
Because we won.
No.
We got systems that we are in doubt of them being accurate,
correct.
And they need to be fixed so that everybody can have confidence in the vote. But that's how they think. It's an insight into how they think. Oh, you won, so it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't. It does matter.
It does matter. It matters for the future generations. So and remember, fair and transparent. Free and fair. That's a false narrative. Fair and transparent election. What we want.
And it hasn't happened at all.
Nothing's free in life, right? Unless you're a socialist.
Yeah, but none of that's really happened during this election. And
there's
he promised that he was going to do, and it's totally the opposite.
Yep.
And everybody on both sides should be upset about that.
He will have to answer to that. Mr. Toller will be answering for everything that he failed to deliver on. Trust me, he will.
I will say, he might have been overwhelmed in his first rodeo here.
We told him that, though, in the meetings with him. We said, look, you're going to be gaslit. You're going to be lied to. You're going to be threatened by the Secretary of State and the Attorney General. We gave him forewarning of everything he's going to deal with. And we, citizens who have intimate knowledge of the elections codes and processes, are here to assist you at all times. And he has failed to fully embrace us.
There's like the cameras and stuff. There are some things that it's pretty simple. It didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what needed to be done to be transparent
and make people happy. You eliminate the drop boxes. You get voter ID. We know how to fix these problems. It's not rocket science.
Correct.
They refuse to do it.
Correct.
They have to get somebody that's going to do what they're supposed to do in office.
And so, one point I made that I don't know if Patrick brought this up, but in the news story, when we had these ballot print misreads and rejections, in the news story, it said The ballot, the readers are seeing things that the naked eye cannot. The naked eye cannot. That is in the news story, quoted by an elections official. So here's my question. If these scanners are reading things the naked eye cannot, what else are they reading that we're not, that we cannot see?
Right.
By their own admissions, by the way.
The problem is we've been lied to from day one, and now you'd have no trust at all because in these machines. You know, they don't have modems. Oh, but, and they can't get on the internet. And then you find out, oh yeah, they kind of all do.
I'm sorry, but it goes back to what the ballots that using the same printing company that we've had issues with before.
All of it. We don't trust them anymore. That's why we want to go to the hand count, because the hand count from all sources that I can find say that it's the most accurate. And I mean, how do you count 20 million ballots in Florida in 4 hours and be done? You know, see, and so it's also even more efficient in than the machines.
Well, and again, you know, a hand count, while it is a remedy, it is far, far from being the only true effective remedy, because a counterfeit dollar is a counterfeit dollar. It's still if the bank accepts it, or if the if 7-Eleven accepts the counterfeit dollar, they're still counting it. So remember, there's a lot of counterfeit ballots. I use the word counterfeit as a metaphor. There's a lot of dirty voter registrations out there, which results in illegal ballots being counted and tabulated. That's
correct.
And so while a hand count would be good, it still doesn't fix the overall problem. The voter rolls are really probably the number one chief problem is the voter rolls. But so yeah, we haven't seen anything from Mr. Toller. That's extremely sad.
It's very sad.
My humble opinion. This is Stone's opinion. He likely was compromised as soon as he got into that office. There's a lot of women in that office, and you can put the puzzle pieces together. I'm not going to say any more than that. I believe he was compromised, and now they're holding blackmail over his head. And everything else also, by the way, overwhelmed, Secretary of State, Attorney General threats, et cetera. So, but I think they compromised him. He'll never admit it, of course. I don't see any other way that he would have turned on all of us so quickly. Like, because I honestly thought he was an ethical, moral person, and now he's swallowed the blue pill. So I think he's compromised. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, we've seen it before. Yeah, happened before in office with. I'm just saying.
I reserve judgment until I.
So a couple of quick statistics, which is interesting because the break's coming up. So I track our local voter statistics, Republican, Democrats, total voters, et cetera.
Okay.
So between August of this year and November, so that's 3 months, right? Even with Common Core math, that's still 3 months.
No, not with Common Core.
Okay. Three. So check this out, though. We have 2,000 more registered Republicans in Shasta in the last 3 months. We have 500 fewer registered Democrats in the last 3 months. We have 3,000 additional voters. We're now up to 100 and it was 113. Now it's like 116 or something. Anyways, 3,000 additional voters registered in the last 3 months. That number has been – the Republican number has been increasing since the Mulvey recall. I've been tracking it for several years now. And again, you know, just because you're a Republican doesn't mean you're a good voter. You might be a rhino. There's a couple rhinos in town, right? We know a couple of them.
Yeah.
Gee, you know, I always crack up on that. I'm a fiscal conservative.
I'm a conservative. Why? Because I say so. Oh, okay, yeah. Sure, yeah. Whatever.
It's just so crazy. It's so crazy. I'm a fiscal conservative. Because I said so, but I spend all your money.
Well, it looks like, speaking of Mary Rickert, looks like she's on her way out, so good.
Yeah.
You know.
Hopefully.
He's going to have some challenges, same challenges. He could get compromised, blackmailed, threatened, et cetera. He probably will get one or more of those, especially from the state attorney general, et cetera, et cetera. We just hope Corky.
Yeah, Mary may not go peacefully.
I just hope Corky.
Well, they both said that they would accept the results.
But, you know, here's the deal, right? And take this from Stones. If you have solid morals, ethics, principles based on constitutional values, and I'm not being a religious person here, but. Right, the Ten Commandments, they're not bad, okay,
they're,
folks?
It's a good
Let's
start.
Embrace
it's a good
the Ten
It's
Commandments.
Still a good foundation.
But if you believe in those and you have unwavering belief in those things and you base all of your political and personal decisions on your principles, morals, and ethics and those foundations. Everything else, trust me, is easy, right? It's easy to make the tough choices because you're
using always go
those
back
foundations,
to it, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Mr. Corky, I know we're almost out of time, but Mr. Harmon at these personal home meet and greets that I also attended since I'm running for office, he is espousing these foundational principles. So I and everybody that heard him say those things, we're going to expect him to stick to those.
I would think so.
And he better make some tough decisions in the face of the state and everybody else sending him threatening letters. He better say, nope, sorry, not doing it.
Well, that's always the trick is, following the principles. It's interesting that,
But that's what, we elect people, but we've had it happen before. We talked about it a little bit ago that unfortunately, but yeah, we hope that he sticks with what he runs on.
So this is what I believe, and this is actually on all of my letters that go out on my email. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress, grow brave by reflection. It is the business of little minds to shrink, but he whose heart is firm and conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles until death. And that was Thomas Paine.
And you know what? Nathan's head just exploded. It just exploded. You can't be talking like that, Mark.
Should I read it again?
Yeah, let's read it again after the raid, right?
We'll just put it on a loop. Yeah, unbelievable. Well, I guess it's time to go to a break, so we might as well get
there. All right, we'll take a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
It's going rogue. The streets are full of fire and smoke. This ain't the way I thought it would be. The White House full of evil folks. Americans ain't free no more. They don't respect folks like you and me. The way we're treated ain't been fair. Fake news on every TV. 4 years we've been in this nightmare. Why they killed American dreams. We can't afford our lives here. Rent, food, and gasoline. Colors don't run and I only warn you once. Buddy, don't tread on me.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime. With karaoke every Thursday and DDJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at the river.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I got love for every nation.
I got love for all races. I got love for all religions. Got love for so many places. No love for a politician, a congressman, or a senator. If the country that they put in first ain't the United States of America. No love for these politicians with corporate interests in other countries. Only one that I serve is God. I don't serve man, I don't serve money. No love for the people living in the USA, but always hating it. Got a lot I probably shouldn't say to y'all. Matter of fact, I'll just pray on it. I'm pro-life, pro-God, pro-gun, not ashamed of it. Yo, worship him, but if you're killing babies, mutilating children, yelling Satanists. Supporting the troops in their tour doesn't mean that you're supporting the war. Supporting the freedoms that they're fighting for doesn't mean that you're supporting the core. Supporting the country I live in and love in. It doesn't mean blindly supporting the government. The world that we live in is trouble. They turn up the media, we should defund it. Supporting America for other nations does not make me a racist. If you like communism so much, I'll pay for your vacation. America first, the people are hurt. Got vets in the street with nothing to eat and nowhere to work. Sending our dollars overseas in front of these wars. No love for these politicians if they're not America first. America first, this country's protect their borders, it's not a controversial subject. I say close the southern border, it seems to get people upset.
We are now.
Sovereign Minds, we're back. A little bit of high-res rap there.
Darn those live microphones, anyways.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Treat them all like they're hot.
Are you guys hearing me on the mic?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty good
I'm
now.
I'm hearing myself, but as long as you can.
Well, you can always hear
No, it's those headsets.
Okay, as long as I'm on, that's good.
Turn up the volume.
You don't hear yourself.
Correct. But as long as I'm on, that's good.
No, you're good.
Okay.
All right, so now we're switching gears to.
Well, after
recall?
The last, time to start exploring a recall of Stephanie Bridget, district attorney. I mean, there's 2.5 years of stuff to go over, which we don't have time today to go over the stuff that we have found out about her office and
her.
The lack of prosecution, her misallocating resources for her 2022 race. And
how about the fire?
The Zog fire, $7 million. LaChose Legacy, which she sat on the board. But the victims wanted that. Yeah, whatever, Stephanie. Quit lying.
Yeah, and she didn't know anything about that except, isn't she the secretary?
I wonder if they interviewed all
of them. Well, she was on the board. She may still be, but.
I wonder if they interviewed all the victims, or did they cherry pick the guys?
And Children's Legacy has since merged with One Safe Place, and I believe they've changed their name.
I'm so suspect of any NGO that's getting government-funded grants as their primary source of income, because of in light of everything, we've seen an attack from the NGOs because the government can't do those things that the NGOs can do, so they're funding them with the dictates and agendas.
Well, and there's more to come with One Safe Place called. There's a lot of stuff that is starting again to come out when you start digging into it that's going on. That you know that they're the only place for children.
Well, nobody wants to think of anything bad when it comes to children happening. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody wants to have an organization that's helping families and helping children. And
if
they're really doing it,
but they're not.
But that, does that mean we ignore anything that is not on that a mandate or agenda? Do we just ignore anything else that's going on?
Well,
$1 million salaries and so forth.
Well, exactly. Well, yeah, that was total salary after several years. But I think they're merging probably to hide. It's like the shell companies, right? Let's just merge and rename things, and let's move the money around to different accounts, and it just makes it harder to be transparent. And I think, my opinion, that's why they merge is they're trying to hide something.
Not like is that anything like Biden having like 28 LLCs?
20, yeah, 20 plus, yeah.
Well, one of my questions is who's calling the shots for different stuff when it involves the children? Who's saying who's going to be prosecuted? Who's not? Who's going to look into this case? Who's not? Who's going to investigate? Who's not?
Well, it's kind of good when you got the DA on your board of directors.
Well, yeah, and allegedly the county board of supervisors. The majority, I believe, desire to do some formal investigating into Bridget's office's behavior in 2022 and beyond. But I don't think it's happened yet formally. And,
right.
We're about ready to lose our conservative board majority. So
well, I thought we would maintain it if Harmon gets reelected.
Well, again, he has to make the tough choice to vote yes on a formal investigation. Now, does he not?
Yes.
He has to make that tough choice, right? these are the tough choices Mr. Harmon's going to face.
So who are we going to have in this next election? If Harmon gets elected, then we still got
Plummer.
We got Plummer. We got Chris Long. Kallstrom. Long. And then who's the other one? Chris Garmon?
Well, Cry. Cry's still there for 2 years.
Cry Garmin's gone because Long's taking his slot.
Yeah.
So we should still, in theory, have
the quote-unquote conservative majority is going to be Mr. Cry, Mr. Harmon, and Mr. Kallstrom. That's going to be our quote-unquote conservative majority. So.
Right.
But again, there's so many reasons for the DA to be recalled. And if we don't get any calls this half hour, that's okay. We're still going to be gathering.
Yeah, go ahead and
we're
still call.
Gathering,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're still going to be gathering whistleblower complaints against the DA.
Well, and we see this whole thing is a movement that's not about any one person. This is about cleaning things up. And it's about this is a movement. This is about getting back to an honest government.
Well, and if I want to remind people something, I was the original chair of Recall Shasta. Okay, I was the one who raised my hand in the church and said, I don't know about the rest of you all, but I'm ready to recall Modi, Comenti, and Rickert.
I said facetiously,
I'll do it myself, but I'd love to have everybody's help. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, the people in church said, yeah, we like Rich's idea. And then I gave training. I gave training to everybody on the process, the petitions, the gathering, the legalities, where you can and can't gather signatures. I gave the training. I was the conduit to the law enforcement to make sure that when we were when false allegations against the petition gatherers were called in, which I know they were because I was at some of them, and letting the police know, hey, we're gonna do the petition gathering legally and lawfully. You will get false claims, and so I headed that off at the pass by getting in front of it with the then sheriff and the then police captain of operations, who I believe is now the police chief.
Right.
You're talking about Barner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my point here is that, we've done a good successful recall not too long ago, and only a couple of laws have changed regarding the actual process itself. And so we can still do another recall, and I believe we have the people in this town.
I think there's a lot more out there that if we start doing, allowing them to give us their information, what's going on, there's a lot of people out there that's had experiences with the DA that is not really good.
Oh, yes. There are. I've heard so many anecdotal stories of how the DA is horrible, some from citizens, some from law enforcement, by the way. And it's just. She needs to go. She has 4 years left, right? Remember, she's
right,
going to
she
your
changed
term right
that.
Now.
Yeah, that
but
got
she's
changed.
She's got 4 years left.
I think
we
the people are a lot more awake at this point. So I think if you were going to do a recall, now would probably be the best optimal time to do it.
You know? And I'm going to give you some information here in a minute. But so my plan is for the next couple of months, Thanksgiving, Christmas season, is to start gathering the data and the people and the will, right?
How many years does she have left?
Four.
Yeah, 4 years left.
Yeah, because it got changed right after the last election.
Correct. So next couple months, just start, gathering all that stuff, the logistics, people, everything else. And then maybe for a New Year's present for Miss Bridget, she gets a notice of intent in the mail.
Yeah, that would be nice because
correct. Late Christmas present, but present nonetheless. But you know what? I mean, here's the deal. Excuse me. Let me give you some stats and some stuff that people already know. But it's good. We have to remind people of things, right? We're overloaded with news and information.
Right.
So
sometimes we forget. Let's remind
some of the things that Stephanie did. Again, right, she used government resources for her campaign. That will come out. The Zapata trial, she used 3 of her attorneys for misdemeanors. Are you kidding me?
And there was a lot of money that got put on that.
Yeah, I've heard the number $400,000 total, time, effort, hours, et cetera. I don't know if that's correct, but lawyers aren't cheap. And she used 3 of them.
Yeah.
For misdemeanors. Are you kidding me?
And he got moved to the front.
Oh, yeah. So what serious felonies were not handled by those 3 attorneys?
Because
they were handling a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I, also the fact that she diverted a lot of her staff to her campaign.
Correct.
Is what I hear.
Correct. Well, that's what I'm, that's misallocation of government resources. Right. That's what I was referring to. What else has she done? My gosh, there's so many.
Well, yeah. Again, I go back to the children and the Legacy Center and counseling, and she is one that decides whether somebody gets prosecuted or not, or gets looked into or not.
Right.
And how is she making those determinations?
Well, you know, in their defense, in the DA's defense, you know, they have a couple of dozen attorneys, and they get thousands of cases a year referred to them. You know, probably mostly misdemeanors, and then quite a few serious felonies.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to pick and choose what they're going to. Because remember, well, in their defense, the accused gets to decide of it for a judge or a jury trial, okay? Or they
if plead, it makes it that far.
If it makes it, or I was about to say, or if they plead out, okay? So in their
or
defense,
nothing.
In their defense, they can't prosecute everything. They do have to pick and choose. However, comma, and I'm going to say this again because it bears repeating. When you use three attorneys for a misdemeanor trial, that's a misallocation of resources. That is bad management.
Okay,
and it's persecution.
But where I have a problem, and I know this from personal with somebody, is they don't. Everything gets dropped. The detectives don't even finish the investigation when it comes to child abuse and sexual abuse of a child. They just let the case go. Who the hell decided to do that?
Well, there are many cases, and I don't know that they'll ever come to light against Stephanie Bridget, but there are many, many cases on sexual abuse of adults and children
that
did not get prosecuted.
Yeah.
They never got charged.
That's what I'm saying.
They never got charged.
They're supposed to do an investigation, from my understanding, like within 30 days. If they don't do it, and then they just drop it? So what happens to the children or the one that's been abused, whether it's adults or whoever, you know, it shall be?
And all the crimes are bad. I mean, burglary,
right,
theft, whatever. You know, all these crimes are bad. We don't want any crime.
No, it's not.
But the especially egregious ones are the physical crimes, and even more egregious are the sexually physical crimes.
Correct.
I mean, yeah, you got to pick and choose. The DA has to is what to prosecute. But my gosh. You know,
if you don't even collect the evidence and stuff for whether it's murder or whatever, if you're not even out there collecting the evidence, how can you make a choice?
So I'm going to put law enforcement on notice, okay? The County Sheriff's Association, the Reading Police Association, Anderson Police Associations, they're all going to be on notice. I'm going to send them an email and say, look, you're the ones that have the statistics, the true statistics on how many cases you've referred to the DA.
Right.
Bridget, in every year, and which ones that were charged, which ones she gave you the middle finger on, said sorry, not even going to bother with it. And I'm going to put them right now. I just put them on notice, but I'm going to put them on notice in writing and say, you guys better jump on board with your statistics. And that's all you're doing is reporting statistics, by the way, law enforcement. You're not revealing any private information.
Correct.
Just give us statistics on what on all the hard work you guys have put in and gals have put in, especially on the serious felonies, and the DA said, nope, sorry, not doing anything with it, and the fact that they're frustrated with it all.
Oh, they have to be.
These law enforcement folks, I'm tired of them hiding behind, just hiding, okay? I'm tired of them hiding. They need, just like the Deputy Association a couple of years ago and the Supervisors Association, put out a vote of no confidence against Martino.
Correct.
Okay? Good for them. But that's not it. We're not done yet with the law enforcement. It's time for law enforcement to come out against the DA now. Okay? The public is done with her. We have been done with her. And it's time for law enforcement. We back the blue. Well, they better damn well back us. I'm not kidding here. They better back us in this respect.
I think we have a caller.
We do, and we've got Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. I'm glad you're covering this crucial topic. I just want to insert one thing to add to the list, that our local attorney, Lisa Jensen, has a case. This has been brought up, a felony DUI on a scooter, a crime. We're still waiting to find the official account of all this. It's a year behind, and the case number was already mentioned on your program not too long ago, and in case people want to grab a pen and paper. It is case number 24, F like Frank, 4466. And Stephanie Bridget, the DA's office, had better get on it because this looks really bad, slow, incompetent, and may I say, probably trying to cover up because attorneys will do it. Pilots cover pilots. Cops cover cops. We all know the little routine that you try to suppress, slow it, or make it less offensive than it really is. When an individual who's already handicapped gets hit by this individual on a scooter and both of them go to the hospital, I'm sorry, that should go to the top of the line over a splash of water at some restaurant. This is ridiculous. Oh. If anybody knows who I am, these two people have been on me for years. And when a four-hour cyberbullying thing happens with an attorney like herself, a part of it? Are you kidding? This, I am fed up. I am so done with this lawfare. So
thanks,
anyway, I'll get back to your other callers, but just had to insert that. Stephanie, please pay attention. It's going to get super serious real fast.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks
for calling in, Lori. We appreciate you.
So,
good point.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, there's so many stories against this DA for holding on to investigations and picking and choosing, not really in the best interest. Now, remember, Stephanie is a left-leaning district attorney, and if you go online and look for a lot of her quotes in newspaper articles and such, her ideals dominate in rehabilitating criminals, and we need to, you know, teach the criminals to not do these things and whatever. And I'm not against rehabilitation, but she puts too much effort into the criminals and not enough effort into the victims.
There should be punishment as well. I mean,
correct.
Yes, you know, people don't learn just by telling them to stop doing things.
And it depends on what your crime is. I mean, hello, you know, there's a difference between you go out and murder somebody or whatever and, you know.
Speaking of murder.
A jaywalk.
Speaking of murder. So the shooting at Round Table Pizza, Westwood Village, recently, right?
Well, okay.
There was a shooting and a murder.
Mm-hmm.
And the same kid that was caught not too long after that, that was the same kid 6 months prior. This is in the news.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
6 months prior, had discharged the firearm like a Jack in a Box or something.
But he was out on the street.
So that issue at Jack in a Box where he discharged his firearm, unless he was shooting in self-defense, he should have had multiple charges against him, and he should have been prosecuted, okay? A plethora of charges. And anywhere did anybody say that was a self-defense shooting he did at Jack in a Box. So I'm going to think, because there was no story of self-defense, that it was likely an illegal discharge of a firearm and maybe even attempted murder, right? He was shooting at somebody. And that Bridget did not prosecute him. And now she has blood on her hands. She has blood on her hands because that same kid that should have been in jail pending prosecution for the Jack in a Box felonies, he was free to roam around and shoot and kill at Round Table. Stephanie Bridget has blood on her hands. There is no other way to spin that. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the case.
That was in the news. Yeah, that part of it. He had done something at Jack in the Box.
Yeah,
and the fire.
There's a picture of him.
Yeah, firearm went off.
There's a picture of him in the news in the parking lot.
Correct.
With his hand out, extended with a gun.
How recent was this?
Oh, not too long
ago. About 6 months prior to the Round Table was the Jack in the Box shooter.
When was the Round Table?
About a month ago, a month and a half?
Yeah, not too.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
Yeah.
Not quite
It was
that.
Very recent.
Yeah, it was recent, yeah.
Yeah, Round Table, Westwood Village.
I missed that.
Well,
no,
about
a, yeah,
I mean, there's
was.
So many stories out there where the DA, you know, again, it's.
Yeah, it shouldn't have made it that far. That's
no,
for sure. He shouldn't have been out on the street.
That guy should have been in pretrial confinement for the Jack in a Box felonies he did.
Right.
Period. And then he wouldn't have been there to shoot the people at the, hello.
Right. But yeah, you're right. There's so many different stories if you start, you know, and hopefully we can collect more and more of the stories to get, you know, if it's going to be a recall on her.
We'll start collecting. Like I said, we're going to take a couple of months to gather and get the momentum.
You got to see if you've got the people out there that want to participate to help.
And I'm going to get into the specifics here in a minute because we have about 8 minutes and I have some specifics.
I was going to ask on the recall. If we do the recall.
Yep.
the amount of signatures.
Yep, I have all that.
Okay.
Yep, I have all that. We're gonna we're gonna close out with that information.
Okay.
But also last year, June of 2023, iRecords acted at the Children's Legacy Center because they are getting government money. I have the documents from the county showing county money going to Children's Legacy Center. I have the documents from the auditor controller. I have the documents. So once I got those documents to prove that they're receiving government money, I then sent a records act to Children's Legacy Center, and all I wanted was their agendas and minutes. That's it. Guess what? Denied. Nothing. Denied. Well,
they have
nothing to see here.
By law, they're supposed to.
They're not a full public entity, right? They're a quasi.
They're a 501c3, though, right?
No. The agendas and minutes are different. Those are not financial disclosures.
And it also has to do with children, so I'm not sure in their minutes if the, you know.
So they redact it. If there's kids' names or private information in their agendas and minutes, they redact it and they give me the rest. No, they denied me. No, Rich Gallardo, we know what you do with the information you get from Records Act, so we're going to deny you.
I think you could probably get that enforced if you could find somebody that would help you.
Yeah, I don't have the money to spend $400 an hour for an attorney to sue them. I don't have
I do know they don't keep track of how many children come in and the out,
Well, exactly. That's my point.
They don't.
We don't know what they're doing.
We do not know. They have no statistics on that at all.
I got some good information. I have some good news for the last few minutes here.
Okay.
To answer your question, as far as recalling the DA at the countywide level, we're going to need 10% of the registered voters.
Okay.
Okay. So that's about 11,500 signatures.
About double.
Do you know how many?
Before.
No. You know how many we collected for Moldy, Comente, and Rickert? Total.
Probably about
15.
We had 10. We had almost 11,000 signatures.
I was going to say, I thought it was around 15.
No. I talked to the people that to this day still have possession of those, of our petitions.
Right. Okay.
What if they're a lower number?
It's a lower percent. The more registered voters, the lower percentage you have to gather for a petition.
Oh, I see.
So it's 10%.
Oh, wow.
So we only have to collect 11,500 or so, plus a margin of error.
We collected 7,000 for Modi.
So I'm just telling you, folks, based on what I just said.
Like 7,500 or something.
We can collect the signatures to get her on the ballot. Yeah. We can do this very easily. We absolutely.
And then we were just in one district on the 7,500. Of course, we had to get
out
there.
That was just.
But if you had all four districts, it shouldn't be that hard.
If we had the conservatives in the rest of this county gathering signatures.
We might even be able to do it during fire season.
Well, you got to get enough volunteers.
Oh, and during the supervisor recall, we only had 120 days to gather signatures.
Correct.
Guess what? 160 days. 40 additional. Days.
So you want to do You want to do it. You want to do it in the spring, not the middle of the summer or the.
If we file the notice and we're almost out of time. I got a couple more really interesting things. We can follow up on this later, but here's the deal. If you go on Associated Press and search for recalls, this last election, that would be last week, by the way. The only thing that comes up is Oakland City Mayor is fighting a recall. What the AP does not report, nor does our fake local news media, this just happened last week. The Oakland mayor was recalled 63%.
I heard about that.
The Alameda DA was recalled 65% last week. Remember, 2 years ago, San Francisco DA got recalled, and that was like 55%, which is still good. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, the momentum is here in the state of California to get rid of these fake government employees who do not have the interest in the people. We're there. The wave is starting, and we got to jump on this wave. This just happened last week. It's beautiful. Saying it. Okay. We can get D.A. Bridget. And then we'll see. Maybe we'll throw a few other elected officials on there. But again,
the main one.
So let's focus on Bridget. She's now the head of the snake. We absolutely can get the signatures and file a notice and get this rolling by mid-late February. We can be collecting signatures for 160 days. Now, again, the process is long. We won't, and then we'll likely get her on the March 2020 6 primary. That's likely where her recall election would land. But here's my opinion. If we get her and it gets calendared, my guess is she'll walk away. The governor will give her a judgeship position somewhere in the state, and she'll say, thanks, it's been great, I'm out, right? And then I think she'll resign. But no, I'm just saying, folks, we can recall Stephanie Bridget. We absolutely can do it. We've done it before. The momentum's here. People are ticked off. I almost said the P word. People are mad, and they want change. I mean, look what happened in Alameda.
I have to agree
beautiful.
With you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you tell? Gorgeous. I want to frame that, put that up on my wall. Alameda DA recalled 65%. Oh my gosh. So let's start gathering. Here's my information, folks.
Go ahead.
To get a hold of me, a whistleblower, you can leave your name or not. I will keep you confidential. 530-962-5168. And the email is going to be the Shasta County Citizen Journalist email, and I'm going to do it phonetically. SCCJCA. Sam Charles Charles John Charles Adam at protonmail.com. Start sending me your information. We'll correspond. We'll keep everybody private, confidential. We just have to start gathering this momentum. I absolutely believe we can make this happen. I have no doubt. We just need the people. We just need the people to help.
The people need to know that it's going on and you know, to be part of it too.
Yep.
We need to expose it.
Thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, no, very no good. Problem. Well, I appreciate you coming in.
I think we're about at the end, and there we go. I'm not sure if the music is
good. Oh, you got like a minute.
Yeah, I got a minute. Well, it's I got 11:59 here. So.
All gun control is racist. I just had okay, Dave's Dave. Not here. I had to say
Dave's
it.
Not here.
I had to
so
say
anyway,
it.
We will see everybody next week.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. And it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a purple pastor.
Till next time.